Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I told you not to call me at work.
You're at work.
It's Sports Talk.
Saturday. We've been waiting for you since sunrise.
We got all these reports. And...
Oh. He's not coming.
Oh, come on.
It's Sports Talk.
Saturday. Real good, Steve. Real good.
It's Sports Talk Saturday on WGR Sports Radio 550.
We were biting this morning.
Well, the news is coming in fast and furious. You just heard Derek right there. And literally like a minute before I was to go on the air here, the Sabres sign forward Marcus Johansson. They are back in the free agent pool. Here's the thing, though. Again, who's off this roster? First thing I'm thinking, okay, here's a move. Who goes out? Because they are just, they have a lot of guys. And after the trade for VC, the trade for Colin Miller, they've made some moves. Gergensen's is back, as we know. What's going to happen to this roster? The roster surgery. There's got to be a trade coming somewhere. And I know that this isn't on defense, and we've talked about Risto, but Derek had the news for you right there. And this is according to, again, let me see who's reporting this, Derek.
David Amber. He's a host for Hockey Night in Canada on Sportsnet.
Okay, and I'm reading a lot of the replies. I like to get, you know, there's one thing here, like if we do Buffalo replies, people who are into the Sabres, they may, I try to take the temperature from the outside world, and the outside world generally says, good signing. Like, this is a good signing. It's some money. He's a good player. It's not too much money for his age, his term. 2 years is good for the term. 4.5 average. So, there you go. The Sabres making a move, and if you want to chime in on that, you can today. We got a lot going on today. It's Sal Capaccio. It's Sports Talk Saturday. So, I have some news here about the show that I want to share. It's not a huge, huge deal. I'm just letting you know. You've been used to not hearing me anyway on Saturdays a lot. You've heard Nate, and you've heard Derek, and you've heard Brayton, you've heard Joe, you've heard Kyle, and all those guys. You're really going to hear them going forward on this show. On Saturdays, and really not me anymore, except for here and there. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not leaving WGR. My job is not changing throughout the week. Everything is the same. However, I approached management a while ago and said, hey, Max is getting older. He's playing a lot of sports. I don't want to miss anything. And Saturdays, I'm already working, you know, 6-7 days a week, basically, traveling on Saturdays to away games. You know, would it be possible if I kind of transitioned away from hosting Sports Talk Saturday after 8 years of doing it? And they were totally awesome about it. And they said, yes, you can do that. And we know the show is in good hands with all the guys I just mentioned. And so that's it. So that's what I'm going to do. So after today, you'll still hear me on some Bills training camp stuff, hosting Saturdays, Sundays, like during camp. We're figuring out that schedule. And some special events, maybe on location, things like that. But for the most part, after today, I am no longer the main host of Sports Talk Saturday, and I say main host only in name. It's really been those guys anyway, so not much is changing there. And I'm going to have my Saturdays to myself and my free, I should say, to my family and my son and doing all those things. I might even catch a Syracuse football game once in a while now if I can do that. So that's it for Saturdays for me after today, other than those circumstances that I told you about. Also today, we have a few special guests coming up. At 12 noon... Donovan Bennett of Sportsnet in Toronto, after the huge news, Kawhi, last night, going to the Clippers, and then the trade of Paul George to the Clippers. He's going to join me, and then Marner Watch is still on. We'll talk with Donovan Bennett at 12 noon about that. At 12:30, Mike Carver, he's from the Western New York area, actually, but he is the host of the Aisle Seat podcast, but also he's on CBS Radio, and he's on the bench. He produces that, and we've had him on the program before, and there's a lot of rumors about maybe the Islanders and offer sheets and what Lou Lamoriello is doing there. We'll get with him about that as well. And then we're going to take a deep dive into the Bills at 1 o'clock with a very bright mind, KC Joyner, the football scientist. You may have read his work, ESPN and other places. He has a draft guide out and available, does a lot of really cool analytics stuff. We're going to get into the Bills and other things in the NFL with KC Joyner at 1 p.m. today. Before I do anything, though, Saturdays are, as I just told you, a lot of days for you to spend with the family, go to sporting events, doing a lot of things. You got the Tall Ships downtown this weekend. So I reached out to my man, Patrick Hammer. I should say he reached out to me and said, you know, the weather is kind of dicey. And I said, yeah, let's talk about it. So we're going to bring him on right now. Meteorologist from WGRZ TV Channel 2 in Buffalo, Patrick Hammer, who joins me on the West Her Hotline to go over some of the weather that's been going on and what's going to happen this weekend and today especially. So, Pat, thanks for doing this. I really appreciate it.
Well, my Saturdays are never going to be the same. So, you know,
well, you've been a faithful, loyal listener to Saturdays and me, but I know you are with Nate as well, and you've gone on. So, nothing in that regard is going to change. But you know that we'll still connect here and there when I'm on the radio hosting.
And Nate and all those guys are great. I mean, the show's in good hands. And Nate and I have had lengthy conversations to the point where we're like, are we still on the radio?
And on top of that, you understand what I mean. When you have kids, you've done the Little League thing.
Yep. Oh, gosh. In fact, I was sometimes wondering how you're doing it all, because whether I see you on MSG or listen to you on GR, and I'm like, well, is Max getting any dad time on the weekend? So, but given how busy you are with the Bills coming up. So I think it's a good move, and Max is going to be the benefactor, that's for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, a lot going on today. I know we're in for some great weather coming up to start the week and maybe even end the weekend, but what about today? It looks a little dicey out there. In fact, I'll say this, Pat. Man, I was driving in, and when I got to Niagara Falls Boulevard and Maple, the corner there, lots of flooding. People, be careful. Please be careful. There was major flooding happening in that area. So what's going on today?
Well, first of all, if you go outside and it's not raining, and in many areas it is, it feels like Guam out there, right? It is so humid, as it has been all week. And when you have that much moisture in the atmosphere and you get these storms, I mean, all of that humidity just gets rained out. So any rain is torrential. It's tropical in nature almost. So the worst of it for today is happening right now. So from Buffalo, it's heading through West Seneca right now. Also, a line right off Lake Erie Beach, and that's going to be heading into the South Town. So whereas in Hamburg, let's say, for instance, it's dry right now, that rain is going to be moving in momentarily. So between now and, let's say, 2 o'clock is when we're going to be in and out of downpours in around the Buffalo metro area. And again, that will be the zone of the worst weather today. But as you mentioned, when you're driving in this stuff, man, your visibility goes to heck. Oh, just got a lightning strike here, so we're getting some of that too. So yeah, if you're going to be out and about today, being sky aware is critical.
Well, the rest of the weekend after today looks pretty good, right? And then listen, we have our WGR golf tournament on Monday. What's that looking like for me?
Monday looked fantastic.
Awesome.
Other than your slice, it looked fantastic.
Yeah, thank you. So you notice, you do listen a lot. On my slice, I don't know what's going on. I had to go to the 3-wood yesterday, and I don't normally do that. Do you know what I did this morning? Okay, you'll appreciate this. People will laugh. I got up this morning, I think between 6:30 and 7. Max gets up. We're downstairs. I'm having coffee. My wife comes down. I'm on the laptop, and she goes, are you reading about the earthquake last night? And I looked at her, and I said, no, it's 7 in the morning, and I'm reading about how to fix my slice.
Yeah.
And I'm watching videos of how to fix my slice. And she just kind of rolled her eyes like, oh, my gosh.
Priorities, right? Well, I mean, yeah, first of all, fixing a slice is probably as unknown as predicting earthquakes. Both are hard to describe. But, yeah, the earthquake, of course, on the 4th of July was a big one. But last night when I went to bed, I heard and saw that there was a 7.1, which – now, luckily, this is in a part of California that is so unpopulated. But just to give you a perspective, a 7.1 is larger than the Loma Prieta earthquake that happened during the World Series of 1989. It's much larger than the Northridge earthquake of 94. So this was a big deal. But again, there's literally one little town out there, Ridgecrest, which has got about 28,000 people. Had that earthquake occurred under Los Angeles or closer to Los Angeles, this would be a major disaster. Luckily, it was in between Vegas, L.A. They felt it there. They felt it in Phoenix. They felt it in Sacramento. They felt it in the Bay Area. But again, given that it was in the Mojave Desert, it was a good thing that it didn't affect that many people. But it's a sign that that part of the country, man, is ripe for a major earthquake and we've been warned for years about the big one, and one of these days it's going to happen.
That so that's not the big one, obviously, right?
I mean,
that's just a bigger one.
Well, the big one is associated with the San Andreas Fault.
That's right.
The famous fault that the 1906 earthquake happened on, that some of the big ones in Southern California, that's the one that when it does, you know, when there is an earthquake along the San Andreas runs literally right under so much of the Bay Area and the LA's population center. And that's the concern. So when that goes, it's going to affect tens of millions of people, whereas this one in the middle of nowhere is affecting far fewer. Now, a lot of shaking, but again, no huge damage.
Well, sure. And to bring it back to sports a little bit, they had to cancel some stuff last night in Vegas, including Summer League games. The one that was going on, Zion was playing in, and that was a big deal, and they had to basically call that off because they felt the shaking, because this was actually closer to Vegas than L.A., right?
Right, and also, I, having been through an earthquake, when the shaking starts, when you see a hurricane, you see it coming. You know it's coming. When a big storm is coming, you see it. With an earthquake, you have no idea. So when the first shaking starts, it's, first of all, there is a power far greater than ourselves in control. You know, you feel like, oh my gosh, we're at the mercy of something far greater. But the initial shaking could be the start of something huge, and you just don't know. Sometimes major earthquakes start off small, and then they build. So when that shaking was occurring in Los Angeles and in Vegas, and I saw the scoreboard in the, you know, right above the basketball court swinging, they had to take precaution because, like, wait, first of all, how stable is that thing? And B, is this the start of something far greater, far bigger? And you just don't know. So I think that was the caution that they canceled some things there. And there's a risk of another one in the next in the coming days and weeks. So.
Always. Yeah, anytime you hear that, there's always that. Hey, Pat, thanks. Yeah. I appreciate the update. We're going to try to be safe out there today. And once again, give me again the worst spots today will be where?
Right over Buffalo, right over Lockport, right over Hamburg. All of that is going to be shifting south. It's going to be pouring for the next few hours. The afternoon looks a little better. Tomorrow, gorgeous, low humidity. We lose that tropical feel. We get through the next few hours, and then it's looking far better moving into next week.
Patrick Hammer, thank you very much. WGRZ, Channel 2 on television, and always a friend of the show. You know I love it, man. Thanks, I appreciate it.
Enjoy your Saturdays, man.
All right, I will. Thank you very much. Yeah, Saturdays after today, you're not going to hear me that much. Like I said, I'll be on during Bills training camp Saturdays a little bit. I'll be on during some special events when they say, hey, can you host this show on a Saturday? Yeah, I can do that. It is little advice to especially younger people out there, but this goes for everybody. We always hear if you love what you do, that's the most important thing, which I think is true, but I think I'll go above and beyond that and say, if you work for the right people and you're treated right, it just makes everything so much better. And I am really fortunate here at Entercom that I work for the right people. And they treat me right, and that's why, you know, when they ask me to fill in, you hear me filling in a lot, I'm doing it a lot, because if I need something, it's, you know, we help each other. They work with me, I work with everybody else's schedule and them, and it just works out great. And for them to say, when I said, hey, you know, I'd like to transition away from Saturdays, for them to say, great, man, yeah, spend some time with your son, I totally get it, knowing they have some young, talented guys that are on every Saturday anyway if I step away, it's been great. So, like I said, some advice for young people, but I think it goes for everybody. Working for people that care and understand and are good to you just matters immensely. More than a lot of things, including money and perks and whatever. So that's the way I view this thing. That's why Patrick said that. He's been a friend of the program for a while. Look, this has been a really, really interesting last like 12 hours. And now we have lots of moving parts and things changing. And now with the Sabres making a move, we can certainly talk about that. Definitely, if you want to. But I also want to open the phone lines up to this today. All right. How about this? How many times have you been driving around and you say, boy, they don't talk NBA enough on WGR. They don't talk about basketball enough. Or you say, you know what? I really got to, a take, an opinion, question, whatever, something about the NBA, and this all is going on, and really like to get it out there. And we don't really that much here. We don't have a local team. There is some news once in a while. You'll get people that will talk about it once in a while. I'll mention it in passing here and there. I talk more college basketball. It doesn't resonate as much. But today's your chance, because last night we had an incredibly newsworthy night. In fact, just before 2 a.m., I believe it was, of course it was Adrian Wojnarowski dropping some Woj bombs, where he announces that Kawhi Leonard is off to the L.A. Clippers. And then like 1 minute later, he announces and he writes and he tweets that Paul George has been traded from Oklahoma City to the L.A. Clippers to join Kawhi Leonard. It's amazing. And here's the thing. This is what I want. All right. Speak now or forever hold your peace maybe on this. Call 803-0550, 888-550-2550. We have some time to spend on this. And I want to know what you think. Just give me some NBA takes, man. This is cool stuff, right? This is amazing news. This is awesome. This is, whether you like it or not, I think just for the league, for what's going on, it's incredible. And I want you to call in and talk about it. That's what I want. That's my parting gift on my main Saturday show to you, for you to call in. You could call about the Bills or Sabres too, whatever. But if you got some, like, an NBA thought or a take or whatever on this, I want to hear about it, because, like, I watch the NBA. I don't watch it like I do the NFL, the NHL. I've said many times, you all know, I'm a Lakers fan, so I'm disappointed Kawhi's not going to L.A. as far as the Lakers. But from the league standpoint and the way this went down and the Kawhi watch, look, we thought LeBron was running this league. It is not. It looks like Kawhi Leonard is now running this league. I mean, the guy basically went to the Clippers and said, I will sign with you if you trade for Paul George. And apparently, Leonard and George had been meeting. Like, they met last weekend. No one knew about it. No one leaked it. How much power does one man have if you can go to organizations and say, hey, if you have anything leak about me, I'm not signing with you. And everybody's got to get on lockdown just to make sure. That is some power right there. Kawhi has the power. And now, in the middle of the night, and look, it wasn't a huge surprise he signed with the Clippers. We kind of all knew it was between the Clippers, the Lakers, and the Raptors, right? Wasn't a huge surprise. But then it's like, wait a minute. And Paul George is going to get traded there? And they've been discussing this? And he basically told the Clippers, if you trade for Paul George, I will sign with you? And all this came together at once? What is going on here? And the most amazing thing is, to me, this is 2019. That's the year we're in, 2019. And no one knew anything about this. How does that happen? No one knows anything about this. It's amazing. And I love it. And I wish every other sport was like this. And I said this the other day when I was in the morning show or the afternoon show. I can't remember which one. And I said, you know, I think it was when I was hosting during the One Bills Live time slot. And it was true. It was when we didn't know where Kawhi was going. And I said, I hate the fact we don't know about it, but I love the fact we don't know about it, because this is the way it should be all the time, where we're just kind of waiting and guessing, and then something just happens. And that's what happened last night. I'm sorry, Toronto fans, that you lost Kawhi Leonard, but I have a message for you. Don't be mad. Don't be haters. Don't be hateful. Embrace what he gave you. Be thankful. You don't have to love the fact that he left. I get it. You can be disappointed and angry about that, but at the player himself, be thankful for what he gave you. A franchise wins its first ever championship. No one really thought the Raptors were going to win the title this year going into the year, right? A guy that didn't even choose to go there. He was traded there, and he didn't even really want to play there from what people said and we heard and we were told. But he stuck it out, and he did it, and he brought you a championship. And he was amazing in doing so. He's earned the right to leave. You knew what you were getting into. What are you going to do? You want to trade that? If you're a Toronto Raptors fan, be disappointed. That's fine. Be sad. That's fine. But thank Kawhi Leonard. Don't hate him for it. Don't wish ill will. I mean, that guy brought you something you never had. And maybe they'll win again at some point, but the way they are currently constructed and the way the league looks right now, going to be a lot more difficult next year. Maybe they can get to a point eventually where that happens. And then how about the Clippers and Thunder in the trade? I mean, here you have NHL GMs basically saying, We can't part with four first-round picks ever. We can't part with a first, a second, and a third. We can't sign offer sheets because of the, and I get it's because of the agreement or whatever you want to call it. GMs don't want to do that to each other. But come on, the compensation is so high. And then the Clippers are like, yeah, we'll just give you five first-round picks. Give us Paul George. We'll give you five first-round picks. I love it, man. The NBA offseason is incredible, and it was this year. And it has been over the last, what, I guess you, pretty much for a while, but since LeBron first left, 2010, from Cleveland to Miami, I mean, the decision and all that, it's been really incredible. So, if you have a take on it, if you have a thought on it, I don't think I've done that very much here on a Saturday and said, hey, tell me your NBA take. Tell me your NBA thought. What do you think about this move? What do you think about the trade? What do you think about the balance of power, the shift, anything? Kawhi himself. And how about Kawhi himself? I mean, what a fascinating individual he is. What an awkward laugh he might have. Because he just feels, you know, we've heard he's uncomfortable in front of cameras and stuff. Although I say he got a lot better at it. He kind of embraced the role of being the guy. But what does this trade tell you? Go get Paul George. Yeah, I'm sure he wants Paul George to play with Paul George. But it's also, I don't think Kawhi wants to be the man all the time on his team. I think that he embraced that and he took it and he ran with it and he won with it. But it's not normally who he is in his DNA. It's just not. I think he's a fascinating individual. I think a lot of what has happened here just makes me look at Kawhi himself and say, this guy is unique. There aren't a lot of guys like that in sports. There just aren't. So we got the Kawhi Leonard signing with the Clippers. We got the Clippers trading for Paul George. The Clippers now, I would say the way they look, Lakers with LeBron and Anthony Davis, that's going to be great to watch that, right? In the same building? What do the Knicks do still now? Do they go out and try? What happens to Russell Westbrook now? Does Russell Westbrook get traded? I don't know if it's just Knicks fans being Knicks fans because they lost out on Zion. They lost out on Kyrie. They lost out on Kevin Durant. And I don't know if it's just them trying to rationalize themselves, but I've read some Knicks fans this morning going, oh yeah, go trade for Russell Westbrook now. Which, oh, by the way, maybe they do trade Russell Westbrook. Oklahoma City. They're not winning anything with him. They already traded James Harden. I know they signed Russ. They also signed Paul George. They just traded him. We'll try out Brendan in California wants to chime in on whatever he wants here. What's going on, Brendan? You there, buddy? I don't know if we have Brennan or if we're having phone line problems. No? Dude. There you go. You got it. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, I just want to chime in on the earthquakes. I heard you guys talking about it.
Yeah, did you go through one?
Yeah, so last night, I live on the fourth floor of an apartment, and I'm like 50 miles north of L.A., and we felt it. Like, everything was swaying, the blinds, everything that pretty much hangs freely was swaying. It was crazy.
So it's you're okay, right?
Oh, yeah. It only lasted about a minute, but it's nuts because the day before, too, there was one. And I just moved out here from Buffalo, and the one on the 5th of July was the first one that I've ever felt, and then this one yesterday, so it was crazy.
You know, I got to tell you, Brendan, I when I moved to Florida, I said, oh, I think I'd like to experience what a hurricane is like. Yeah, stupid me. I went through a hurricane, and I said, please never let me experience that again. Sounds like you kind of have the same thing. I don't think you don't want to go through that again, right?
I mean, it's not that bad, but...
Well, not a big one. I mean, if that's a small one, though, right? I mean, compared to what it could be.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I know on the Richter scale, it's not as much, but that's crazy. All right, anything else? It says on here, the Marcus Johansson signing. What do you want to say on that? Anything?
Yeah, I love it. I think it's a good bottom six signing if we actually get some more talents and he makes some trades. But I think he could really help out. And going through this past postseason, I feel like he could add a lot of depth and a lot of leadership to our young group.
All right, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. We'll take a timeout. You got any thoughts on what happened, what went down overnight? You got any thoughts on this signing for the Sabres? I'm going to have Donovan Bennett on at the top of the hour. Sportsnet Toronto. We'll talk to him about Kawhi and Mitch Marner and what's going on there. Sal Capaccio with you. Sports Talk Saturday rolls on. We'll come back. Derek Kramer's here. I see John Simon in the house. He works more than his dad. He's here. Howard's his dad, by the way, in case you didn't know. More Sports Talk Saturday after this on WGR.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, well, in case you missed it, earlier, about a half hour ago, I'd actually say 34 minutes ago. I think the news came down at 10:58, just before we went on the air. The Sabres have signed Marcus Johansson to a two-year contract. It is official now, by the way. The team has released that information. They have signed him. And this guy's played in a lot. He has a lot of experience. He's played in a lot of playoff games. Looking at his age. He's 28 right now. He'll be 29 right at the, like, literally the start of the season. I think it actually, the night after the season starts for the Sabres, or that weekend, I should say, he'll be 29. So still has years left. His high in goals, 24. In that same year, he had 34 assists. That was back in 2016-17 with the Washington Capitals. Question is where he fits in, I think. There's been a lot of debate. He's played center. He's played wing. You do have Sam Reinhardt, who's also played center and wing. I like Reinhardt at center. I don't know what this does, though, to the roster, to the lineup. We'll see. With Marcus Johansson and where he fits in. And again, and by the way, according to Cap Friendly, good website, by the way, good resource. They keep track of salary cap. After this two-year, $4.5 million per average deal, the Sabres now have just under $6.7 million in projected salary cap space. They have a roster of 20 players, not counting RFAs. And those RFAs are Johan Larson, Evan Rodriguez, Jake McCabe, and Linus Ullmark. Their roster is currently consisted, not counting the RFAs, of 11 forwards, 8 defensemen, and a goalie. So, again, we hear roster surgery. We see guys coming in. Who's going out? And I still think we're waiting on someone to go out here. I also think we're waiting on Sneaky Joe. Joe DiBiase wants to chime in on this, and I think he's calling right now. So we're going to get him right on the air and get his thoughts on this. By the way, Paul Hamilton is on vacation, so he's going to enjoy that. And I'm not going to bother him on his vacation, and I shouldn't be expected to. But I am going to bother Joe DiBiase. He's on the Western Hotline right now to get his thoughts. So we're going to talk a little Sabres right here. Joe, what do you think of this deal, man?
I love it. Yeah, it's funny. I know Paul's off, and I wouldn't have been available either. They got some rain down here, else I'd be on the golf course right now.
I know. Too bad. I thought about that. I'm like, not a good day to golf today, but good for you, yeah. Though. At least you're home, and you can digest all of this.
Yeah, I'm glad there was some news, and I love the player. When going into the off season, this was a guy I really kind of keyed in on as a guy I like. Versatile player. Like, he makes a lot of sense. Watching a lot of him in Washington. And last year, Boston in the playoffs, the guy does almost everything. And it's kind of weird to me that he was still on the market. And it's also weird to me that he only got 2 years, $4.5 million. Like, that doesn't seem like a whole lot for what I think would have been the top free agent left on the market. So I think he's perfect. He's versatile. He plays all three forward positions, which is a little unique, I think, in terms of what was out there. And the only concern I would really have with him, that I think anyone really would have with him, is health. He's had a lot of injury issues the past couple years, but in terms of when he's healthy and on the ice, I think that was a no-brainer for the Sabres.
Well, look, I mean, you look at his stats. He doesn't overpower you with numbers, right? I mean, he's just been a consistent guy throughout his career, really. He's been a 40 to 50-point guy. He did have 58 points one year, that year I just talked about with the Capitals. But he's been a consistent performer on good teams, and I think that's what mattered here, Joe.
Yeah, and it's funny. You look at his stats, and they do look pretty good. If you look at his points per 60 minutes, it's higher. It's along the lines of guys that are more respectable. I think actually his points per 60 was almost on par with like what Kopitar's is in with the Kings. I don't know why he really hasn't been utilized as much as maybe he should have throughout his career. Probably, you mentioned he was on a good team in Washington for how long? It's tough to get first line role when you've got Nicholas Backstrom, Alex Ovechkin, right, and Oshie. And to me, like, maybe he could be in line for a bigger role here. I don't know if he can stay healthy doing that, because I mentioned that's an issue for him. But if he can, I mean, this could be a guy who could be in line for a career year if you bring him here, put him in a role that maybe he hasn't been playing throughout his career.
He has been he's received votes for the Lady Bing four different times in his career, also for the Selke once in his career as well. But what you just said is right, and what I just was touching on before you came on, which is where he fits in. There's been some debate. I'm reading social media and people kind of getting mad at one another, saying he's a center, he's not a center, he's played center, he hasn't played center, he's played wing, he's played center mostly. I don't know. Here's the thing, all right? Let's wait and see what Jason Bottrell says, because this happens with the Bills sometimes, and I think about guys when the Bills sign them. For example, they sign Maurice Alexander. Maurice Alexander's basically been a safety, but he can play linebacker. Right. And then I say, when we meet with Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott, hey, where do you see him playing? They said, we're going to start him off at linebacker. So let's just wait and see what Jason Bottrell says, because there's no sense of trying to get mad about it when we don't know what their plan is. Obviously, they have a plan for where he's playing, Joe.
I agree. My guess would be that they have a thought for him that maybe, you know, you don't know what you're going to get from Mittelstadt next year. Is he going to take a big jump? And you can't rely on him, I think, right now to be your second-line center. So Johansson's almost perfect for that, because if you want him to be in your top six, he does have experience playing center, so he can almost be like to go back to football, like he's almost like a bridge second-line center until Mittelstadt might be able to take the role. And then once he is, which might even be a year or two away, then he can slide over to the wing. I think one role that thinking about him and wanting the Sabres to sign him that makes total sense is second power play unit, mm-hmm, carrying the puck in. He is one of the better players in the league in the last 5 years at zone entries. And even Boston last year, like Boston had a bunch of good offensive players. Their second power play unit, he was the guy almost every time that was carrying it into the zone. He's really good at it. And I thought that was a big hole in the Sabres game last year. Their second unit, Rodriguez was usually the one that did it. He's okay at it, but I don't really think you want him being the primary puck carrier. So I think he's going to slot perfectly on that second power play unit as the guy that's carrying it into the zone.
Right, and if I look at the way the roster's constructed, unless someone goes out, I don't see it happening. I don't see how he really starts on the left wing. You already have Skinner, you already have Vesey, already have Sheary, who can play both, I know that, and you just signed C.J. Smith again.
You just signed Smith, and Nylander is a natural left winger. I know Bottrell said he can play right as well. So yeah, you got a surplus of left wingers. So to me, although he's played probably the least amount of right wing of anything, I think, just like you said, there's so many guys on that left side, and with having him have the ability to play almost anywhere, I think center or right wing might just be the perfect fit for him, just because you already got guys that can only play left.
Talking with our sneaky Joe DiBiase. You can catch him on the Nightcap Monday through Friday after Shope and the Bulldog here on WGR. You'll catch him on Sundays as well, doing some stuff for Bills games coming up this year. And last night, Joe, I know you follow the NBA, you watch it. We talked a lot about Kawhi when I was in last week on some things. How surprised were you when you either woke up, or maybe you were up for Adrian Wojnarowski's tweets about Kawhi going to the Clippers and then the trade of Paul George to the Clippers?
That's why I love the NBA. You can just wake up on a random morning and the whole makeup of the league, the whole dynamic of the league is just shifted the next day. I went to bed last night and the Lakers were the title favorites. I wake up this morning, the Clippers are. And I was stunned. But mostly I think it's because of the reporting that's been out there. There was almost nobody that's saying he was going to go to the Clippers. It was either there were a couple guys that was thinking Lakers, and then other people thinking he was going to stay with the Raptors. And I guess maybe the big reason for that is nobody saw Paul George becoming a Clipper. And that, I think that changes everything, because was he going to go there by himself? That doesn't make a lot of sense. They're a good team. I mean, they're 8th seed last year without a star. But what is he able to do there in a really tough Western Conference. Like, yeah, they'd be competitive, but they wouldn't be any type of favorite. The fact they got Paul George is amazing to me that they were able to pull that off. And now you put those two together, like that rivalry in LA, Sal, I know you're a Laker guy. Like, it's not good for the Lakers, but it's maybe the first time in NBA history where you've had both teams in LA that are primed to be two of the best teams in the league. And I don't know, that could be a huge rivalry, I think, if those guys are staying there long term.
And Joe, you know, the Clippers actually, if you go back to their lineage, they were the Buffalo Braves, right? So Rick Kawhi is going to the team that really came and was born as, you know, out of the Buffalo Braves. If there's ever anything done to do like retros and, I don't know, reach back to the past, like the Braves are a part of their lineage. Like I said, that's pretty cool when you think about that as well. And the Clippers did have some good years there several years ago, obviously, and they didn't take too much of a dip, but now I think they'll be even better than if you go back to the Chris Paul, Blake Griffin days. I think they'll be better than that now.
Yeah, I agree. But the other thing that it does most for me is whenever I can play NBA 2K now, they have the alternate jerseys in there and the throwback jerseys. So if I ever play as the Clippers with Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, I can wear the Braves jerseys while doing so.
Hey, what do you think happens to Russell Westbrook? I mean, look, they can keep him. That's fine. They might want to. He's going to sell tickets. He's a great player. But they're not going to win with Russell Westbrook. And I don't know. I saw Knicks fans wondering if they could go out and get him. And I don't know if that's just Knicks fans reaching for straws now after all their misses.
Yeah, I don't know what to... Part of me always wants to think about the list of stars that has left Oklahoma City while he's been there.
Mm-hmm.
And like you put two and two together, you'd be like, oh, well, Westbrook's the reason all these guys are leaving. Paul George and James Harden and Kevin Durant and even Victor Oladipo was an all-star that was traded out of there. But I don't know. It's Oklahoma City. It's a smaller market. I can get why it's hard to keep star players there. And you have to think to yourself, if you're Oklahoma City, and that's why it might be a tough spot, you've drafted three Hall of Fame players in the last 15 years. And right now, and you've had all other All-Stars along the way, you're left with just Russell Westbrook right now.
Yeah.
So I think you have to make that call. It's do we start over and hope that we can nail draft picks like that again, or do we risk trading the one superstar that we have? And you're risking a lot when you're a small market like that because you can fade back into irrelevancy like a lot of teams in the league have done, like the Memphis Grizzlies and Orlando Magics of the world and the Hornets of the world.
Yep.
Like those teams just don't even rate. And the Thunder, for a team that's in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, has actually been pretty popular, I would say, over the last 10 years because of who their players have been. And I could see why maybe not the GM, but the owners there would be really hesitant to trade that guy who is such a draw off their team, even if it would make sense basketball-wise. For the Knicks, by the way, like, I don't know. I think the Knicks should just do it. I mean, you've proven that you just cannot get superstar players to come there in free agency. And if you have the pieces to get it done where it's not outrageous, I think you might just have to
bite the
bullet and hope that you can do it.
And I think James Dolan's the kind of guy that would say, yep, I want to do that. That's going to help my building. And, you know, he's going to bring some excitement here. Hey, yeah, are you on we're going to be golfing on Monday. Are you hosting Monday? What's up with that?
Yep, me and Nate Geary are going to be hosting 3-7, and then Derek Kramer is going to be hosting the nightcap on Monday.
All right, well, it sounds good. We look forward to hearing from you, and thanks for chiming in on your Saturday with everything breaking. I appreciate it.
No, yeah, thanks, Sal. And for I know it's been 8 years. Today's your last day. You don't even.
Wait, make sure everybody knows what you mean by that. Make sure everyone knows what you mean. Not last day, WGR. Simply hosting on Saturdays. That's all. That's all.
That's right.
That's the only thing about my job that's changing. But yes, go ahead. Thank you.
Yes, yeah, your last day hosting on Saturdays, and me and Nate, I'm sure, will be hosting a lot more.
Yes.
Yeah, I've been listening to you even before I was working there on Saturdays, and I just want to thank you for taking that extra day all that time because it was a great listening over the years.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much, buddy, and we'll catch you this week.
Okay, later, Sal.
All right, that is Joe DiBiase, Sneaky Joe. Want to be careful with that. I actually was having a lot of trouble. I wrote it, rewrote it, edited it, and I'm like, people are thinking I'm leaving. I'm not. I don't want to make it sound like that. I'm not leaving. I'm not going anywhere. I'm just not going to host Saturdays anymore. I will be on a Saturday. You'll hear me during Bills training camp. I might even host a whole show. So you're going to say, this fool told us he was done. But that's just a little different. We're out there. Some things are going on. You want to hear? I just covered practice, stuff like that. But it's been 8 years. My son's getting older. He's playing sports. I already work basically 6 days a week, and I basically went to management and said, okay, can I have a Saturday off? And they're like, yeah, that's cool. No problem. So I'm not doing Saturdays anymore. You've heard Joe. You've heard Nate and Brayton and Derek and everybody, and they're the ones that are going to take you through Saturdays now. All right? In the meantime, Mike in Utah. What's up, Mike? You're on WGR.
Sal Capaccio. I'm going to miss you on Saturday.
Thank you. I'm going to miss all of you on Saturdays.
but you know something, I saw the tweets because I follow you on Twitter. I've been for a long time. I've been listening to you because obviously I'm out of state. I haven't listened the entire 8 years, but most of them. I can't give out my screen name, just Mad Blank.
Okay, I know who you are. Yep, go ahead.
All right, but anyway, followed you for years, love you. You're my age. We talk music when I do on your Twitter. Anyway, Marcus Johansson, great signing. Hope he does great. And I look forward to hearing you on the Bills talk on preseason.
Yep, and we're still not going anywhere on Mondays. We'll still do the extra point show and everything. Nothing else has changed. And, Mike, I appreciate you taking the time to call for that. Thank you.
You bet, Sal. We love you. Bye now.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much. Like I said, still going to Mondays, and 10 to 12. Still going to be on the Bills beat. Still going to be on the sidelines. Still doing everything possible. Still bothering the guys. In fact, I'll probably come in here and still sit with Nate or Joe, whoever, on my way to the airport for some Bills games on a segment.
Oh, yes.
I'll still do in my suit and tie sitting in here making you guys in your T-shirts look bad.
My favorite, when you were a guest on your own show.
Yes, that would happen a lot. That's right. That was happening.
Those are my favorites.
It wasn't a Saturday, but I remember the one show I was doing in here that people always remind me of was when my wife was pregnant, and we were really like due, and it was right after, I think, the Bills played Atlanta in Toronto, and I was doing the show that night, and she's sitting in here, and I go, hey, I don't know if she's going to like go into labor, but if she does, I'm running to the hospital, and you're going to hear dead air. And people remind me of that show all the time and like how they were listening, and that happened. And now Max is five, and he's playing every sport in the world, which is awesome, which is part of the reason that I need to do this. Because I don't want to miss that little man doing all this stuff, you know? It's cool.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
No.
I mean,
plus, you guys, man, I actually went to management of last year about it, and I said, you know, give me another year, and we talked about, you know, all the different scenarios. But you guys, man, I think you've been on the air more than me anyway. I kind of went away. I've only been doing like once a month for the last while.
There was quite a stretch, I remember, throughout the last year where it was like,
well, that's because you guys do a good job. You know what you're doing. It's a good audience for you.
I would have to move from the producer chair in there every now and then.
Yep.
And then I think it was like a 6 week stretch where it was a different host with a different person in that host chair.
Probably right. All right, we'll take a timeout. We'll come back. Donovan Bennett from Sportsnet Toronto is going to join me at the top of the hour. Kawhi, now with leaving Toronto, going to the Clippers, joined by Paul George, and Marner Watch is still on. We'll get thoughts from him on that after this timeout and another segment on WGR. Robert on Twitter, I'm just scrolling through and I just noticed this. When was this? I remember this phone call. He said, before you sign off on Saturdays, we need that guy to call back to back up his point that Eichel is the next Jody Gage. I remember that guy he called. Jody Gage, in case you younger listeners don't know, was an all-time great AHL player for the Rochester Americans. Like the Sabres, every year, this guy would be like leading the AHL in scoring. He'd be like, yeah, that Jody Gage is really good, but he just couldn't play in the NHL. He had a cup of coffee here or there, but he was an all-time NHL player. He was like the Crash Davis in baseball for minor leagues. Like the guy was just a great player at that level. And a guy literally called up here, I think right after they drafted Eichel, I think it was, I don't know, his rookie year. Thanks, Robert, for reminding me of that. And he said that Eichel is the next Jody Gage. That's what he said. Anytime people do stuff like that, and I say to myself, this is what happens. This is how my brain works, Derek, okay? So someone calls in and says, hey, I think this Eichel guy is the next Jody Gage, right? And then I think to myself, is this person joking? And then I realize, no, they are not joking. They're actually serious. And then I say to myself, how can anyone actually even think something like that? That is utterly preposterous. And then I say, and then I realize there are people in this world who still believe that the earth is flat. So it's okay to realize also that some people think this guy is the next Jody Gage. That's how my brain works. I get from a, yeah, you're totally joking, to a, no, he's serious. How can he be serious? To, well, there are people in this world who think the earth is flat, so I guess it's possible to be serious about something like this. It's the way my brain works. Donovan Bennett of Sportsnet Toronto had a much different morning than he probably expected when he woke up, when he went to bed last night. And he's going to join me next. We'll talk Kawhi, the effects on the Raptors, where they go from here, the change of the NBA landscape with this trade of Paul George of the Clippers after Kawhi signs there, and Mitch Marner. What eventually happens with him and the Maple Leafs? We'll do that when we come back on WGR.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.